Sports, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Chloe, Ella and Hannah with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. So a quick update regarding the Musgrove Park eviction going on right now. A snap action successfully cornered off a section of the park to establish the previously recognised eviction exclusion zone. An exclusion zone has been in effect every Panieri except this year.
From Monday, 30th of June, Brisbane will enjoy new bus and metro routes, improving reliability and increasing capacity. High-frequency services have been redistributed among four inner busway stations, contributing to a reduction of buses over Victoria Bridge by up to 30%. Data from the Department of Transport and Main Roads has revealed an 18.3% increase in the number of people taking public transport, compared to 2023 after the rollout of 50 cent fares. Changes may include new routes, stop changes, or routes being merged with another route. Please refer to metro.brisbane.qld.gov.au. In national news, farmers in southern Australia are enduring record droughts, with many parts receiving rainfall close to the lowest totals in the past 18 months. Ron Rutledge, livestock operations manager for Nutrien, said in recent weeks, there has been a huge jump in current and future breeding stock being sold off due to financial pressures. An Agriculture Victoria spokesman said more than 1,569 grants had been provided to primary producers to upgrade farm water systems and to purchase grain and fodder storage infrastructure.
Canberra has implemented a thermal-assisted aerial culling and monitoring program to keep deer numbers under control and out of the suburbs. Mark Sweeney, Assistant Director of Invasive Animals and Overabundant Wildlife Programs, said the Australian Capital Territory was very lucky to be in the proactive stage of deer control. There is no set quota ahead of each aerial cull season, with the objective being to reduce deer numbers with the time and funding available.
A ceasefire between India and Pakistan has been maintained for a full day after days of deadly exchanges. India and Pakistan are in the midst of an escalating military confrontation that risks breaking into a war. The April 22nd attacks on tourists in Kashmir that left 26 civilians dead has triggered these confrontations, though the underlying tensions stem from long-standing historical conflict.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy, but the sun is trying to make an appearance. It's currently 21 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band.